What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Let's get down to business. So here's the thing. This podcast is sponsored by TruckDriverBooks.com. Go to TruckDriverBooks.com if you're new to the industry. And this sponsorship, it helps me. I do own the site. I will be uploading a PDF book eventually, and I'll give you guys the link to that when I do it. And I shouldn't say PDF. Well, no, it's PDF. Okay. Anyway, so truckdriverbooks.com, you can go there and get an audio book that will help new truck drivers in the industry. Let's get down to business. Now, what does a YouTube trucker recruiter owe you? Nothing. They don't owe you shit. If somebody like me inspires you, guys like Trucker Brown and other people who don't promote their companies, but they often inspire guys to get into trucking, On Point Concepts, who does a little recruiting, and Sinister, who does recruiting for Knight, and Little Guy Trucker, who does recruiting for Knight. These guys don't owe you shit. Okay? Don't expect anything from these guys. I was listening to Scooby-Doo, who's a recruiter for Avert. He literally was talking about, you know, they can't get this guy on the phone and all this shit. Yeah, they can't get people on the phone, but here's the thing. You're a grown man. When you a grown man or woman, when you get into this industry, you're responsible for yourself. Two, getting scared at the recruiting center and needing to talk to somebody, yeah, you need to talk to the people around you. You need to be networking and building relationships. You know, you need to put yourself in the position you want to be in. That should be your focus when you show up. You don't need to talk to any recruiter at that point. You shouldn't. You should have got all your information in your hotel, all your information about where you need to go, what you need to do, and you need to be talking to the people who are actually there, because the recruiter, 9 times out of 10, if it's a regular recruiter, is at the main office. If it's a YouTube recruiter, they could be anywhere in the country. You have to deal with them. You have to deal with the company. Once you show up, everything that happens from that point on is on you. These truck drivers who do YouTube videos, all of them, they're real people. They have lives, they have wives, they have kids. They're not finna spend their free fucking time talking to you. If you work 60, 70 hours a week, why would you spend time talking to a stranger? You're gonna call your wife, your kid. You know, you may not have seen them for 2 or 3 weeks. You know, that's just real. Like, if something happens to those dudes, you don't give a fuck about them. You don't care, right? So stop acting like you love them. You know, it always kills me when, like, Chrysler or GM sends a job overseas. We all go, oh, they took our jobs, right? But at the same time, you forget that you don't own that job. And if a Honda down the street offered a Chrysler worker, you know, $1,500 more fucking wheat a month, or let's say $5 more an hour, they'd be gone in a heartbeat. You know, we're all in this for ourselves. You know, so even if somebody inspires you to do something or gives you hope or joy or whatever, please try to understand it's not our job. We're not your caretakers. We're not your children, right? We're not here to make you happy, okay? You have to focus what you need to do on what you want out of this industry, right? You need, and let me repeat it, you got to focus on what you want out of this industry and what you need to do to get it. And you're not going to learn that from a YouTube recruiter. You're going to learn that from the people who are around you, the safety people, the guys who've been there 20 years who are in front of you. You need to get more perspectives than just us. I'm a decade truck driver. My perspective at my job is very different than other people who may have more success or the type of success you want. You'll never know that if you spend all your time trying to get Sinister, Little Guy Trucker, Scooby-Doo on the phone. That being said, don't waste your time. Now let's move on to money. Every company, most companies, give a recruiting bonus. If they do that, please understand that has nothing to do with you. That's a tip. That's a saying. My man Sinister, you told me about Knight Transportation. I had heard you for a number of years. I think Sinister been doing it 4 or 5 years. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write your name down as a tip. Thank you, brother. That's all it is. It ain't your money. It doesn't come out your check. All right? It's just respect. All right? So it's the same thing for anybody. Respect the guys who look out for you. Respect the guys who help you. Respect the guys who, you know, who are on YouTube giving you more information than ever before. Respect them. Okay? And don't expect anything out of it. You know, they don't owe you shit. And they're not asking shit from you. So why would you expect money? I was listening to Scooby-Doo. He's like, yeah, you ought to break you off some of that money. No, he shouldn't break you off shit. None of them should. They don't like talking about, why should they give you any money? Now, if they change their minds or what they think, I don't apply to that. This is just my opinion from what people keep talking about. And just listening to people talk shit about these guys. And it's just like, they don't owe you shit. You know, you're a grown man. Why you need another man's money? He did his job. His job was to tell you about this company, give you all the information about this company, show you what it's like being at this company, which is way better than a regular recruiter. And your job was to give him a little tip, write down his name, and so the company will give him a little tip for saying thank you for informing this person more than they would have been informed by a recruiter sitting in a fucking office who's never driven a truck in their fucking life, telling you how many weeks you're going to be on the road. Here's this guy showing you how he manages his family, his kids, his custody battles, his child support, all the shit that no recruiter is going to fucking tell you about. And you can't write his name down, so the company give him $150, $200, $300, which, by the way, sometimes has a contingency, right, that if he doesn't, you know, you don't last 6 months, 4 months, he doesn't get. And why are you worried about it? Let's say trucker, you know, any one of the YouTube truckers are making $7,000 a week off that. So what? The fuck do you care? You better figure out how to make your $7,000 a week. Stop being a jealous bitch. Respect your elders. Respect the men and the women who give you information. Right? Whether it's Saray, whether it's, you know, anybody in trucking. Any information they give you is a help. Okay, so anyway, truckdriver101.com. I got love for everybody in the game. I love y'all here, but grow the fuck up. Stop talking shit about guys who are truck driver recruiters. Stop worrying about what other people getting and how much money they're getting. Get in your pocket. What money you got? Don't worry about another motherfucker's money. I mean, literally, it is ridiculous. A truck. Sometimes you walk in a truck stop and people be like, "Who you work for?" And it just so they can tell you you ain't making no money. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you ain't got shit better to do? Like, your life is that pathetic that you got to sit here in the truck stop to tell people what they ain't going to do? You know, let me tell you something. When I was working for Warner Enterprises, they got this General Mills refrigerated account. They couldn't keep anybody on it. Couldn't keep anybody. Everybody wanted to be home. All right, I did it. And, I mean, you know, I started pulling down $600 checks. After taxes, I was like, nah, this is nice, yeah. Then I started training about 6-7 months, about a year in. Then when I started training, I had been on the account maybe 6 months, and then I started training. That was my full year. When I started training, oh, brother. Young brother started making a couple dollars, you know what I'm saying? And then I was still walking in trucks. So I'd be like, yeah, you work for Warner? Oh, you ain't making no money. And I just laugh. Just laugh. Right, I got a pocket full of money. You know what I'm saying? I'm making $1,300 a week. You know, I'm making at minimum a grand after taxes. You know, when I was training and shit. Anyway, guys, focus on what you need to do. Focus on what you need to do. Do it. Tip and respect the people that have shown you love and given you information. That's it, guys. TruckDriver101.com.